WVGA, Lakeland Valdosta, broadcasting from the TKO Valdosta Nissan Studio, South Georgia's news and information leader. With news at the top and bottom of every hour, we are News Talk 105.9, WVGA.
You know what time it is?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's another edition of Fit Talk Radio with your hosts, Maria and Jim Wells, brought to you by Destiny Fitness, It Mix, Winnersville Fitness, Valdosta Bike Store, Crunch Fitness, and Anytime Fitness Tipton, Douglas. Now, here's Maria and Jim on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
Hello and welcome to Fit Talk. I'm Maria.
And I'm Jim.
And Randy Justice, how are you? We need to get our dancing shoes on again at a class reunion soon. You remember me, Randy, cutting a rug?
I wasn't there.
Yes, you were. You
just y'all was in high school. I was only in kindergarten.
You're so funny, Jim. Thanks for joining us, Randy, here on Fit Talk tonight. And don't pay any attention to Jim, okay? Randy Jess is a great friend of mine. We went to school together. Just love the guy.
Good guy. That's right. Yeah,
he is definitely a good guy. But tonight here on Fit Talk, we had a little rain today, but it's not raining in the studio, so we're going to have a great show in here tonight in the VGA studio at Black Crow Media.
That's right. It was coming down in buckets earlier, and they say we're going to get some more tomorrow and the next day and the next day, so get used to it.
Oh, I'm not going to like that.
I know.
I don't like rain.
We were liking those sunshiny days.
We were. Yeah, absolutely we were. But glad to be back in the studio. Last week I was in Florida with my daughter-in-law and I had a little emergency, but all is well now. And glad to be back home and glad to be here on the air with everybody tonight.
Absolutely. And Mike's here with us.
He is. How you doing, Mike?
Doing well. Glad that AC is finally working for us, right?
It certainly right. is. And so, well, look at there. Ohio people are watching us. Hey, Missy Wales. Pam Quick, how are you, darling? I hope you are doing well. I love you. We're praying for your healing. And so sorry that you're having to go through so much, Pam. So glad to see you joining us here tonight. Vic Sellers is on the line, is not on the line, but he's watching us. Vic, thank you. He'll be calling in tonight about 6:15, and right. We'll be talking about what, Jim?
He's got a big show coming up.
A big one. I understand he's got a lot of competitors already, and it's not even the week of the show. And I think he's busting at the seams down there. And we're going to be there. Fit Talk's going to be there. NPC Nye, the Gladiators will be there promoting our show for August. And then Vic will also be coming up here to Georgia, helping us with our show in August.
Great. Great. And, I encourage anyone who's in the Georgia, Florida, anywhere in the Southeast, go check out that show. Vic puts on a great show. You're going to see some very impressive muscle.
Definitely so. And just a great show, and we're looking forward to it. That's May the 6th. And then May 13th, we'll be in Daytona Beach for the Iron Life bodybuilding show down there. Then we're coming home May 27th. We'll be joining Sydney Gillian. She is a IFBB Miss Olympia, Figure Olympia, and her big show is coming up in the Atlanta area May 27th. So we've got a lot of bodybuilding going on here this month in May.
Good, good. That's a good thing.
It is a good thing. You are certainly our people's Miss Pam Quick. We just love you so much. Ron Heath, how are you doing? Good to see you. Thank you for joining us tonight on Fit Talk. Like I said, Vic will be calling in about 6:15, and then we've got just a great guy, Ashley Williams, him and his wife, Teresa. Teresa is going to be with him tonight and talking with him. Ashley wrote a book, and he has Results Fitness. I'll let him tell you all about what he does. And he's kind of our age, close to our age. And he wrote a book called Crutches No More, Jim. And he's got a story to tell. And tonight, you're really going to be in for a treat to hear his story. Ashley's story about crutches no more and how he became a bodybuilder, how he got into bodybuilding, how he overcame a lot of things. And just to tell you a little bit about the story, I think he was pretty much supposed to be on crutches his whole life and certainly not do any bodybuilding. But he has overcome. Charlie Mizell, good to see Charlie,
hey, Charlie.
Joining us tonight. Thank you, Charlie, for joining us tonight. So Ashley Williams will be talking all about his story, and his book is out there on Amazon and other places. I know that we can you can go and get it. But, Jim, we were down here in Valdosta two Saturdays ago for a great event. Tell them about the event.
Oh, yeah, the South Georgia Strongman Competition. Saw some male and female athletes just lifting all kind of different heavy objects. A little different than, you know, lifting and working out in the gym, because when you're in that gym, almost everything has a pretty good handle on it, okay? It's easy to grasp a dumbbell or a barbell or a kettlebell, but, you know, these big old sandbags and just round concrete stones and things that they were lifting, really incredible and fun to watch. And congratulations to Jake Croft for putting on such a fun event.
It was a great event, Jim, and it wasn't just men, it was women. Mm-hmm. And if you follow us at all, I interviewed some of those women. They're on our Instagram page. They're on our Facebook page. Men and women, and some of those men and women, I mean, they had a great team, I believe, from the Alabama area over there. I mean, just a great team of these strong men and women. And they were just lifting some things. I mean, railroad ties. They were lifting, like you said, these round, they were pushing these sleds of weight, or picking them up and walking with them.
Doing log presses.
Putting a lot. Now, there was a handle on the log press.
Right.
Pressing that log over their head, you know, picking it up from the ground, putting it to their shoulders and pressing it over their head. You know, I was super impressed. And then these women, and some of them weren't that, I mean, they were in shape. I mean, had muscle and strong. I was very, very impressed.
And also, you know, we talked with several of these athletes, and everyone was so nice. Everyone was just very approachable.
They were very approachable. A lot of them have been doing this quite a while. You know, this was a sanctioned event. Jake Reeves' company was one of the main sponsors for the event, and we got to see Jake. Hadn't seen Jake in a long time. He was there. And it was you know, just a great event. I had never been to one before. It was in the mall parking lot. I thought, and it was a beautiful day for it. No rain, not a cloud in the sky. It was a breezy day, but the sun was shining. I don't think they could have asked for a better day. Set up well. I mean, we had our chairs right there on the line, and it was something to see, really.
That was one of the many good things about it, is you could get right up close to where the athletes were performing. You get pretty close. And so, you know, everyone was able to have a good seat and see what was going on and enjoy the event. And he did have a lot of first timers also. So congratulations to Jake Croft for helping to grow that sport in South Georgia.
Absolutely. I think it will definitely be an event that will be ongoing. And I even saw Jake on Instagram that right back at it again, picking up those heavy balls and putting them on these platforms right after that event. Here he is again, working on that. That was just incredible. There's a technique to it. You don't just reach down and pick up this big old concrete ball, you know. But I watched Jake real careful the other morning when I was squatting down, picking up that ball, bringing it up to your chest, and then putting it on that platform. And then he would go by, pick up another one, and the next platform would be higher and higher and higher, like steps. Yeah. So
I was looking before they started that event at the equipment back there, and you know they're marked with the weight, and there was a 100-pound ball, and you know I kind of reached down and pushed that around, moved that. I said, I could lift that one, but I looked at the biggest one over there, 350 pounds. I'm like, no way, no. Again, no handles, just a round, smooth concrete ball. 350 pounds.
Yeah, that was pretty incredible. That what some of those guys were doing, and you know, a lot of the guys had a lot of muscle, but a lot of them didn't necessarily have a lot of muscle. I mean, but they just knew how to lift something heavy.
Yeah, unlike our sport of, you know, bodybuilding, there were a lot of different physiques represented there. You know, you had the muscled up people, you had the people who were just kind of slim but athletic, and then you had, you know, the heavy people, but they had one thing in common. They were all strong.
They were all athletes. Right. Strong back, strong legs, strong arms. I was super impressed. It was just a great event. I'm so glad that we got to cover that event. And I know Jake's got the pictures on his Instagram page if you want to go and look at any of the pictures or seeing things. And I'm pretty sure our videos are still online on Facebook and Instagram too. So you can go to our Fit Talk page and look at those. But congratulations again to Jake Croft and to the great event.
Yeah, I had a lot of fun.
If you looked online, Gary Dean, thank you for joining us here on Fit Talk Radio. I posted what our first place trophy is going to be, Jim.
Right. And you got a lot of positive feedback on that, too, didn't
you? I sure did. It's a custom trophy. We had it made, and it looks like a barbell.
It's made of wood, but it looks like a weight plate.
Yes,
a
weight plate. A
45-pound weight plate.
And it's got, of course, our gladiator head on it. And then the pounds on it, and then it has a little plaque on it. So I'm real proud of that. I think it's going to be a great addition to our gladiator helmets. And we've also got the battle axes we're going to be giving away. Those will be special awards. So NPC Night the Gladiators is coming together. We are, Saturday will be 17 weeks away from our show, Jim.
It'll be here before you know it.
It will be here before you know it. So we're going to go to a commercial break. Then we're going to come back, and we'll have Vic Sellers on the phone. And also, we're going to have Kimmy Lee, his beautiful wife, which I think he's going to be talking about her just a little bit when he calls in. She was going to be our tabulator. So we're excited to have Kimmy Lee come and help us with our show and be our tabulator. So and congratulations to her. I think she's about to go to a show. We're going to let Vic tell us all about that.
She's getting very fit right now.
She is looking good, mm-hmm. Looking very good. So, Mike, take us away to commercial. This is 105.9 WVGA Fit Talk Radio.
This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I own and operate FitMix Group Fitness and Personal Training. We have 7 certified personal trainers with varying specialties to make sure you reach your goals. Sports training, military standards, flexibility, mobility, and everything in between. FitMix is a veteran-owned facility located at 3323 Bemis Road, Suite E, and we are the little sister gym to Wintersville Fitness. Contact my wife Melissa for more information at 229-305-6465 or email her at morethanfit@gmail.com. Get more than fit with FitMix.
Hi, I'm Jessica Johnson, president of Destiny Fitness. As the end of the year approaches, it is time to dial it in and keep those holiday pounds at bay. Destiny Fitness is your destination for health and fitness. With 24-hour access, amazing customer service, and the cleanest gyms across Central Georgia, we are here to serve you. Don't know what to do? With group fitness classes and personal trainers, we have the best professionals with the knowledge to set you up with a plan for success. We also carry a wide range of supplements to help speed up your recovery and get the results that you are looking for in no time. Join us at our 11 clubs across Central Georgia, including Cochran, Columbus, Cordial, Eastman, Fitzgerald, Fort Valley, Macon, Moultrie, Perry, Sylvester, and Tifton for only $24.95 a month. We also offer military, police, and student discounts. Come by and let our friendly staff give you a tour and set up your membership today. At Destiny Fitness, your goals are just as important to us as they are to you. Now it's time to take this journey and achieve those goals together.
This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I own and operate Wintersville Fitness at 1711 Norman Drive in Valdosta. Melissa is an Army veteran and served in Desert Storm. I retired from the Air Force after numerous deployments. We both served our country honorably, and we continue to serve the members of Wintersville Fitness with loyalty and integrity. We are committed to making this community a better place. We keep our money local, and we support a variety of local charities so we can help build a better community for everyone. So stop by at 1711 Norman Drive and see why we were voted the best fitness center in South Georgia 2020. This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I are the new owners of Valdosta Bike Center and More, located at 1907 Baytree Place in Remerton. We are an authorized Trek dealer, but we also service and repair all types of bicycles. We recently started a pickup and delivery service for a small additional fee. We will pick up your bicycles, service or repair them, and drop them back off, so you don't have to worry about cramming them into the back of your car. We're excited to serve the bicycle community, and we hope that you will stop by and see what we have to offer. Please like and follow us on Facebook to keep up with the additional services we plan to offer.
Now, let's get back to more Fit Talk with Maria and Jim on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
Hello and welcome back to Fit Talk. I'm Maria.
And I'm Jim.
And hello, Aubrey. We're looking forward to seeing you at Riptide on May the 6th.
Yes, good luck to you.
And Carrie, thank you for joining us tonight. Good to see you on with us. Well, I think we have Vic Sellers on the line. Let's see. Let's make sure it's him.
That's me.
Hey, Vic.
Well, hey, Vic.
Hey, Jim and Maria, how are y'all?
We are great. We are absolutely fabulous. The question is, how are you? You've got a show coming up here in just a few days, so you're probably crazy.
We're excited. I mean, we've been doing this long enough. We got it down to, you know, kind of know what to expect, know what to do, I guess, you know. But, yeah, we're excited. It's going to be a bigger show this year.
I heard through the grapevine, and that's so exciting.
Almost 70 competitors so far, a lot of crossovers, so... the numbers are up in this area, and we're excited, and we're going to have a lot of good quality athletes. It's going to be a fun time.
Well, we're looking forward to coming.
Yes,
now, tell everybody what day it is and where it is.
Yeah. So it's Saturday, May 6th, Panama City Beach, Florida. The venue is going to be Helen Blackburn Auditorium at Arnold High School on Panama City Beach. Check-ins will be on Friday, May 5th, from 5 to 7:30 at the Homestay Suites by Hilton. It's on Panama City Beach, just a few miles from the venue as well. Host hotel. Pre-judging on Saturday starts at 9:00. The night show or start at 6:00.
Well, we are looking forward to coming and being with y'all. Very, very excited. But now let me tell you something. I'm just going to brag on your lovely wife.
A lot to brag about.
I'm telling you. That Kimmy Lee is looking fabulous. Tell us what she's about to do.
She competes this weekend in New Orleans at the Cajun Muscle. First time she's competed in 2 years. She looks incredible. I mean, best I've ever seen her look. Just the best. Best package she's ever put together for a show. So we're pretty excited. She's excited. We're, you know, prepping our food tonight, packing up, and we'll head to New Orleans tomorrow morning for check-ins tomorrow afternoon. But, she looks fabulous. She's worked really hard. She's been consistent. She's stuck to the plan, and she's done a great job.
Well, she really looks good. My favorite picture of her, and of course I follow y'all, but she's got those black socks on, and a black little outfit and leaned back. That's just such a beautiful picture of her.
Yeah, she did a photo shoot with a guy, Ed Fernandez in Pensacola. He's a buddy of ours. He helps me with a lot of my marketing material for the show and great photographer. He did some pictures for her a few weeks ago. So it looks like magazine stuff. I mean, she's an epitome of what this sport's all about. I mean, she looks exactly, you know, fits the part. She lives it. Breathes it, beats it. I mean, she really does. I mean, she's, you know, as a lot of competitors in this area will attest, she's a big help to our success in this area. She, you know, a lot of these ladies in this area call her for, ask her about, you know, ask questions about the shows and about posing and about competing. And, you know, she's a ambassador for the sport in our area. So I'm proud of her and very excited for her hopefully success this weekend. So.
Well, any big fitness companies out there would be wise to get her to be modeling for them, for their company.
Absolutely. I hope so. Yeah. She always does a muscle and fitness contest every year, and she always ends up being a finalist. Mm-hmm. Does pretty well with it.
Well, good for her. Will you tell her that we, you know, that I've been following her and that she just looks really, really good, and we will be rooting for her. I guess y'all will be posting things along the way on social media so we can see and keep up what's going on.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I'll be posting stuff on Friday and Saturday. I'm sure she will as well.
So. Now, was there a particular reason y'all picked this particular show for her to go compete in?
You know, our schedule's crazy this time of year. I mean, we had the Panhandle Showdown 2 weeks ago. We judged, and she did the scores in, and then we were in Orange Beach last weekend doing the same. And then this was really the only weekend we had that kind of fit our schedules to compete. And it's actually closer for us to go to New Orleans than it is to Orlando to the Girl Power Show. So we decided to do this one. It's a little different. She's a little weird sometimes. She's the one to compete in front of people she knows. So less nervous. So, you know, going to Orleans, doing that this weekend, then our show's the following weekend, and then we go to Daytona the following weekend. So it's 5 weekends in a row, boom, boom, boom. And just, yes. It just fit into what we had going on.
I gotcha. Well, listen, Vic, I'm gonna steer away from that just for a few minutes because I'm going to steal something from y'all. Sure. And, you know, and believe it or not, I had been jotting down some things I was going to do, and all of a sudden – y'all did it for me. You and Kimmy did it for me. You know, because we have so many competitors that ask me, you know, now what are the rules for true novice? What are the rules for novice? What are the, you know, and y'all posted them today.
Well, there's been a lot of question about that. I mean, years ago when I started competing, I competed 20-something years ago, there was novice and there was something called junior and then there was open. I'm not sure how or who changed it, but they changed it to true novice, and now junior is what would have been novice back in the day, and then open class. So, you know, there's been some questions, some speculation, some, you know, what defines true novice and what defines novice. And, I mean, novice is probably the one that's just a little got, it's had some gray area that people have been maybe upset or concerned that maybe they felt like that someone shouldn't have been in the novice class because they competed somewhere else and did better or didn't do. I mean, so.
All right, well, let's back up. Let's back up.
So true novice is the easy one because that's what?
True novice is you've never been on an NPC stage at all whatsoever.
This is your first show. This is your first show. You're a true novice. Yeah.
I encourage everybody, no matter how good you look, to do true novice because that's the only time you'll ever be able to do it.
Yes.
Yeah, and you
the
said
first
that
first time you step on stage, that's your only shot to
you
be true novice.
You said that in the post, and I think that was so good. You know, it's not us as promoters just trying to make you do a extra category, but you can never do that one again. You're so right. I mean, that's, you know, I think they're crazy for not to do true novice.
So true novice, your first show. What's tell them what novice is now?
Novice is you've competed before, okay. But you've never won an overall in an open division, or you've never placed top 10 at a national show or a pro qualifier. So, for example, a guy or a girl that won the B-class bikini in the panhandle, but she didn't win the overall. All right.
Right.
She could come to the Riptide, and she can compete in novice again to have more stage time, more practice, more exposure. And obviously compete in the open again. Now, if she were to win my whole show, then she would never be able to do novice again. She's now a nationally qualified athlete. There'd be no reason for her to ever have to do novice again. I mean, it helps us keep the trophy hunters kind of off the stage as well. It gives everybody a fair shot. But if you've won an open overall in bikini or bodybuilding, you've got really no business, I guess you would say, doing novice because you're beyond that at this point.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, that I thought that was just so good. And then go ahead and tell them.
Of course, open is
what?
Open is what qualifies you to go on to compete for a pro card. You qualify for a national show or a pro qualifier. And there's there's a handful of these across the country, all over the country. They've added more over the years. And if you place top two in the Riptide or the Panhandle or national qualifying show, now you're qualified to go on and compete at this pro qualifier. And it depends on the show. Some shows you have to win the show to get a pro card. Some shows you have to place top two to get a pro card. The pro qualifiers are a little different. Each one of them are a little different. The rules are a little different, but if you qualify at that pro qualifier, then you earn your IFBB pro card status.
And if the competitor feels like he's ready and he feels like, you know, his, the package he's bringing to stage is good enough and he wants to go on and compete at the next level, then he should compete in open. But, you know, some of these people that just You know, they want to do a local show. You know, this is something that's been on their bucket list. They've never done this before. I want to show everybody, you know, how I've lost 150 pounds, whatever. You know, they might not have any desire to do the open. So, you know, every contestant or, excuse me, competitor just really needs to think about, you know, what's your goal? What's your goal for the show? And then, you know, do you want to do, you know, one novice and true novice? Maybe you want to do the open also. But, you know, everybody's different. You got to think about what's your goal.
Yeah, maybe you want to, maybe you're a master's competitor. Maybe you're 51, 52 years old, and you want to compete in a class with your peers of your same age group. There's, you know, over 40, over 50, over 35 in bikini. You can jump in and compete only with people your age.
Right.
Not against maybe some of the younger teeny boppers. I mean, they're a 52-year-old male or female would want to see how well he stacks up.
That's a great example. That's a great example. And Maria and I, we talk to competitors all the time that say, well, you know, I'm 55 or I'm 65 or I'm 72, you know, and I don't want to compete against a 25-year-old, you know. Well, you don't have to, you know.
For example, Sam McCord, he's coming down to compete. He's in his 50s, looks great. And they said, well, maybe I'll jump in the open class just to see how I do. I said, well, yeah, it's a great idea. I mean, as long as you know what it is going into it, and maybe what you can or can't get out of it, it may be cool just to see how well you compete with someone who's maybe 15, 20 years younger than you.
Listen, Vic, I'm going to tell the story on Jim because, you know, he competed in the open class. He competed in the masters in men's physique. But I think he really covets that trophy he won in the open class because he got fourth.
Well, I did. I didn't win it, but I, you know, I was in the top, what, four or five, I guess.
Yeah, he beat them younger guys. I think he was proud of that. But,
I got more positive. Yeah, I got more positive feedback after the show for placing fourth in that division than winning the Masters.
Yeah,
and that's a big feather in his cap. And you know, I was proud of him too. Blake, good to see you all the way from Canada. Thank you for joining us. Natalie Sutton Rippey, thank you for joining us. Ron Heath, my hair was sticking straight up. I wasn't primping, but my hair was sticking up. I didn't want to look like a rooster. But Vic, you know, I mean, we love bodybuilding and we talk about it a lot here on Fit Talk Radio. But, you know, it's a sport that, you know, you can do your whole life. If you want to do it. I mean, we have so many people, older guys, you know, older women, you know, coming to our show. And, you know, I just think it's the greatest sport in the world because you can do it until you don't want to do it anymore.
Exactly. I mean, I've been involved in this since 2002. I won my first bodybuilding show when I was 25, 6 years old in Birmingham, Alabama. And I competed for a couple of years, and then I had the itch. I wanted to stay involved in the sport, but I just didn't want to compete anymore. And I've been a judge and a promoter ever since. So I've been involved in this a little over 21 years, and I love it. I mean, it's fun. You know, Kim and I get to travel a lot and see a lot of different people and go to some different places, and we really both enjoy the sport. It's just fun. I mean, it really is. It's a lot of fun.
Well, we met you and Kimmy, you know, we met y'all, you know, through this sport and we just.
Through the sport.
Right. And, of course, I knew Tony first. Well, I probably knew Pete Fancher first out of Florida down there. And, so it just all goes, you know, hand in hand. And then you meet one person, you meet the next person that, you know, and now, we've all become like a one big family. I mean, y'all are coming up here to help us with our show, you know, and, so we're
a really good community of people in this area. I mean, South Georgia, South Alabama, Panhandle, Florida, we all kind of looked after each other over the years, and we're continuing to do so. But we got a really cool community that looks out for each other, very respectful and helpful. And you really got to love it. You really have to love it. I mean, you really do.
Well, we do. And Sam McCord just jumped off. He said this carb cutting is killing him. He jumped on and said, sorry about that, Sam, but let me tell you, you're looking
That's
good.
That's part of it.
That's part of it, and you're looking good. Stay on track, Sam. Don't get off track. You're looking really good. We're excited about coming down and visiting with y'all, and we've got a couple of people that are going to be test judging your show to be able to help us here in Georgia, so we're excited about that, and – I think Tony's working on that for us, or I talked with him about that. So we will be there Saturday morning. I don't know if we're going to be able to be there for the night show. We have church on Sunday, so we've got and Jim. Well, no, you're not preaching that Sunday. You're preaching this Sunday. So, but anyway, but we will be there Saturday morning for the athletes meeting, and be there for prejudging and all that, and visit with y'all then. So, and we're looking forward to having y'all come down and help us with our show. Looking so forward to it. All right, tell them one more time the date, time, and where about the show.
Saturday, May 6th, Panama City Beach, Helen Blackburn Auditorium at Arnold High School. Morning show starts at 9 a.m. Evening finals start at 6 p.m. You can go online at 850fitsproductions.com. If you haven't registered, you can do so now until middle of next week. If not, you can walk up and register at check-ins on Friday. You can pre-purchase any VIP tickets or general admission tickets now if you'd like on 850fitproductions.com. Also have a link for tanning and pictures and all kind of stuff on there. Good info. So I'm excited. Looking forward to seeing everybody. It's going to be a great show.
Well, Vic, thank you for calling in and being with us again on Fit Talk. Great guest.
And we'll see you in a few days.
Thank you all for having me. Thank you. See you soon.
Sam McCord, you want your bag? I'm not sure what that means, but maybe you'll get it.
Athlete's goodie bag.
Oh, you want that goodie bag. Okay. Well, I'm sure they're going to have a great one for you down there in Panama City. Well, we're looking forward to being down there. I haven't been to Panama City in a while, so we're looking forward to heading down to Florida 2 weekends in a row. Panama City, then Daytona.
Tough job. Somebody got to do it.
That's
right. Go to all these beach towns in Florida.
Yeah, my husband's got to drive me, and I just got to sit over there and flip through Facebook.
Okay.
Well, we're waiting now on Ashley Williams, and we might have him on the line right here.
Hey, Maria.
Well, hey, Ashley, how are you?
I wasn't sure if I was on or not.
You're on.
You're live and on the air. Well, welcome to Fit Talk Radio.
I didn't have any time to prepare. I called and all of a sudden I'm on. So.
There you go. It just happened that way. We just finished up and you called in. And so sometimes it just works out that way. So, wife with you?
She's here. We're sitting we're actually in a hotel room. Am I echoing?
They sound good to us.
We're in downtown Atlanta. We're going to go see Chris Jansen tonight, so we're getting ready and kind of excited about that. But great to be on your show. I just want to tell you both, and I want to tell both of you that I've been listening to your show for a couple of years. But what I like most is when you go to those bodybuilding shows and y'all do all your interviews, because I'm an amateur bodybuilder, like so many people out there. We don't get to go to all the shows, so I love to watch your shows. I love to watch you guys interview all the competitors, and that's the only way we can actually get there, because we can't go to all the shows. So y'all keep it up. I really enjoy that.
Well, thank you, Ashley. Well, for the next 3 weekends, that's what we'll be doing. So tune in, because May the 6th will be in Panama City. May 13th will be in Daytona, and then we do have a week break, and then May 27th will be at the Cindy Gillian up in Atlanta area. So we're going to have plenty of bodybuilding going on the May, June, and July, and then August.
And we have a lot of listeners and a lot of viewers who enjoy, like you do, enjoy the interviews because they feel like they're getting to know the athletes. And a lot of people who are not really into the sport have not actually been to one live or interacted with these athletes. They may have the wrong idea. They may have a stereotype. And then, we do these interviews and they find out, well, these people are very articulate. They're well educated and all these are good Christian people and, just all kind of people involved in this sport. And most of them are very, very good, decent people.
We've met so many wonderful people, and including you, Ashley.
Yeah. What I learned is, I don't think people realize the effort and the work that these athletes do. I mean, and Jim, this because I know you've competed as well. It's the hardest thing I've ever done in my life. I mean, it is definitely a sport, and I think they think it's more of a modeling thing, and they don't really understand the effort and the preparation and the time and all the work. I mean, when you're dropping your body below 5% body fat, everything just seems, your world just shuts down.
I mean, it's a science.
People don't really. Yeah, that's right. And they don't realize all the prep that goes into it. And like I said, it's the hardest thing I've ever done. most beneficial thing I've ever done, but it's, you know, it's definitely the hardest thing I've ever done. So when I see those athletes, me personally, I know they're ready for those cookies they get to eat once they get through the team.
And a lot of these athletes, too, they have some very interesting personal stories. And when they start telling some of the obstacles they've had to overcome, and some of them have, you know, serious health issues that they overcome, or, you know, whatever it may be. And we just hear all these great stories, motivational stories.
Oh, yeah. Transformation. That's what it's all about.
That's what it's all about. And you have got a tremendous transformation, a tremendous thing that's happened to you in your life, and you've written this book. Tell our audience, give them just a little bit of background about what we're going to talk about, why you're on the show tonight, Ashley.
Well, let's see. I guess when I was in my 30s, I went to the gym a little bit every once in a while. I guess when you're 30, I know so many people that are 30 years old come to my gym. They just come because that's the thing you're supposed to do. You live in kind of the yuppie lifestyle. You get married. And I really didn't know what I was doing. And I was actually a member. We lived in Adel, Georgia then. And I don't know if you know, I'll give a shout out to Susan Lewis up there at Buddy Duke's gym.
Sure.
And she was kind of my first trainer, introduced me to working out. And let me tell you something. Susan Lewis is hardcore. I mean, she is. She don't mince any words. But then I got in my 40s, and you know, you just kind of lose track. You don't pay attention to what's going on. You're just living life, enjoying life. And all of a sudden, I turned 51 years old, and I'm 280 pounds, about like that, and out of shape. Blood pressure's gone crazy, and you're starting to, like my dad, when he got in his 50s, he began to have all kind of medical problems, and I had a wake-up call. My wife and I were down in Miami, and we were kind of just on vacation in Miami, and of course, she's beautiful, always has been beautiful, and she's wearing a beautiful swimsuit, and I had on my swimsuit and kind of making fun of my body. I stand up, and I do a flex in front of her, and she takes this picture of me. And so I didn't think anything about it. We go out that night, and I tell all this story in my book. We go out that night to a little place we like to go to and hang out when we're down in Miami, and I come home and scrolling through Facebook, and all of a sudden I see this post, and my wife, and she says, "It's me on the beach." She says, "I just love my husband, and he's so sexy, you know." And it was a wake-up call to me. I said, "I know she loves me, you know. I never had any doubt about whether or not she loves me, but sexy was a stretch by all means." I mean, I look like a beach whale. And I know this is kind of vain, you know what I mean? And our health should be the most important thing. I talk about this a little bit in my book. There's two main reasons that we want to do a transformation. One, we want to look better. And the other is we want to feel better and have better health. And unfortunately, the vanity thing seems to, you know, we don't wake up until we're in a doctor's office, and all of a sudden they say, either you get in shape or you're going to die. And then all of a sudden, you know, people want to go to the gym at that point. So mine was probably more the vanity part of it than the health. I just wanted to kind of look better, you know. And so I started on this journey. I got back into the gym. I never really knew what I was doing. I mean, I remembered what I did some when I was in the 30s up there at Buddy's gym. But I went to the gym. I was living in Atlanta at that time. I was driving home the weekend. There was not a lot of work in South Georgia, so I was working in Atlanta. And I started meeting these, you know, bodybuilders, and I started reaching out. And I say this in my book: the easiest way to do a transformation is to hire a trainer. It's the easiest way. I went through a lot of bruises and things that I didn't have to if I had hired a trainer. So I had to figure out things kind of on my own. So it took me about a year. Within 1 year, I did my first bodybuilding competition. That's how long. And then, you know, I didn't have the muscle mass that I have today, but within 1 year, I did my first physique show. And I transformed from about, I think my highest weight was close to 280, and I competed at 187 my first time I competed. I was really proud of that. So, you know, I started, went through a couple of years and started getting some trainers after that first year, and because I was really into this bodybuilding thing, wanted to grow. And then COVID hit. And so when COVID hit, all the gyms closed. So I didn't, you know, back when the gyms closed, nobody thought that it was going to be for like 4 or 5 months or 6 months or a year when things were closed. So I thought, okay, they're going to be closed for 2 weeks and I need to keep training, or maybe a month. And cause I wanted to, I'd already scheduled to do another bodybuilding show, but eventually that was shut down as well. But so I rented me a little building. We were living up in Helen, Georgia. I rented me a small, it was like 500 square feet, didn't cost but $300 or $400 a month. And I put me some equipment in there, and then word got out to some of my buddies that, you know, hey, Ashley's got a gym, you know, so they wanted to help me pay for it. And so then they all showed up. The people who owned the building came to me and they said, you know, would you train me? They were a little older couple, and they saw my transformation. And that's, you know, Jim, I think Maria told me we're about the same age. I'm 58 years old, and I did this when I was about 52. So from 52 to 58, I made this transformation. And, you know, people our age see that, and it is its own advertisement. You know what I mean?
Yes. Right.
And,
yes.
And it is motivation just for them to see that. Listen, I'm a nobody. I'm not an Arnold Schwarzenegger. I'm not a, you know, Jay Cutler, one of these guys. I'm just an average Joe guy that did a body transformation. And if I can do it, and I say this, if I can do it, anybody can do it. You know what I mean? And so the owners of the place, they came to me and said, would you train me? And I said, well, I've never thought about being a trainer. Now, Maria, you've been a trainer your whole life.
That's right.
This happened to me in my 50s, you know. So I got out there. And I said, okay, I'll train him. Well, what am I going to do? Well, I started going back through and detailing what I did my first year of training. And I came up with 4 steps of what I did. It's getting your mind right, which is the most, and I know you know this, Maria, I'm preaching to the choir with you. Getting your mind right, getting the right fitness mentality. The second was getting the training right. Third is getting nutrition right. And you and I have talked a little about. Fourth is getting the hormones right. And I wrote these 4 little steps down, put them in a little manual, but they weren't really detailed. And started working with some people. Next thing I know, I'm training 10 people. And then they came to me and they said, a bigger building came open. And they said, we want you to open up a gym in the big building, 4,000 square feet. I said, I don't want to own a gym. I remember that night. Yeah. I told them, I said,
wise man. You're a wise man to say that.
Jim didn't want us to own gyms either.
Yeah. But you know what, guys? This was still during COVID, and gyms were closing. Mm-hmm. And I never lost a dime. I mean, so I opened up this gym right in the middle of COVID. Now, it was after they were allowing people to come back, but, you know, a lot of people wouldn't come to gyms because
they were scared.
Yeah. And it was kind of an open environment. We didn't know what was going on with COVID. We didn't know really, should we wear a mask? Should we not wear a mask? You know, it was all kind of confusing. But so I opened up the big gym, and I call myself an accidental entrepreneur. You know what I mean? I wasn't planning on doing that. It just kind of happened. And now I've got a full blown gym. I've actually hired my first employee. So my manual was kind of just a short version. So I decided I was going to write a book. I was going to tell my story, what I did, to kind of go along with the manual. And, you know, I wanted the book to be something about me, and because I am just your average guy. I grew up as a child overcoming, like I think you already said. The title of the book is Crutches No More. And I kind of titled that because I was on crutches. I was a crippled kid from about 6 years old to 8 years old. I don't want to tell a lot about that. I'd rather people get the book. I'm not trying to sell a book, but I'd rather people get the book to hear the stories that I tell about my childhood. But I overcame that, you know, and we can live life with crutches. You know what I mean? We all have a crutch. What is our crutch that we can live? Or we can lay down our crutches and do everything we can to try to overcome the obstacles that are in our life. And that's just who I am, and that's why I kind of wrote the book. I want it to be motivating, and no matter where you are in life. But it comes from that moment, and I talk about this a little bit. What is that moment that it takes for every individual to say, okay, it's time for me to change? You know, and we all have to kind of find that moment. That moment happened to me down in Miami, you know, what would the moment be for people that are listening to me that you say, you know, I can't keep doing this. I really want to change. I really want to be a healthier person. I want to be I want to look better. I want to feel better all the way around. And so that's kind of what the book is about. And I talk too much, so I'll let y'all talk now.
No, we wanted you to talk because, you know, that's you're our guest tonight. This is what this whole show's about, this whole 30 minutes right here is about you. Well, you know, I, to me it was – you know, let me tell the audience because I read the book and it's a very short read. It's not a you know, I read it one Sunday afternoon. I was mesmerized by it. I started reading and I read it till I got finished. I didn't stop. And it was just a very inspiring story. Teresa, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
What do you think about what happened to Ashley? How did that make you feel?
Well, you know, I mean, we've been married for almost 36 years, and I've always loved him. I've always thought he, you know, he's always been sexy to me, you know. But I, you know, when he decided to change, I know how he is. When he sets his mind to something and decides to do it, then he's going to do it no matter what. Mm. And when he decided to transform himself, the journey was amazing. To me, I mean, it was just amazing, and just to watch the transformation of not just his body, but his mind and his soul and his spirit, yeah. You know, and the energy that he has, and just the determination and the joy that he has from what he's done, you know, with himself, and it truly is inspiring for people our age, you know, and you know that. I mean, right. I'm, you know, it's just everywhere we go because of our age, you know, people will come up to him and say, you know, what are you doing? How do you do that? You know, and it's just, like he said, it's just, he's his own advertisement, you know, but I've loved watching the transformation, and it's made a difference with me as well. You know, it took me a while because I'm a little on the lazy side, you know, and I thought, well, you know what, if he can do it, I can do it myself. So it's been amazing to watch.
Well, I mean, I know you being his wife, you know, I saw Jim. Now, Jim has always been in shape. You know, he's always worked out. He's worked out his whole life. Of course, I certainly had, and then I had a setback after having 5 brain surgeries and had to come back. But when Jim got a hold, he had never been a bodybuilder before, you know, and Jim got a hold of this bodybuilding and men's physique, and I mean, he took it on like a bulldog, and I began to see the transformation because my whole life had been fitness, and Jim had known me for 16 years before we married. And he knew that I was in the fitness industry. He knew that I had owned gyms, you know, in South Georgia. I had owned 3, right. Ashburn, Fitzgerald, and Tifton. And so he knew this was my lifestyle. And then, you know, then about 10 years ago, 10, 12 years ago, I got back into the bodybuilding world. And, you know, and he just took it on. So, you know, I have just seen so many people transform, men and women. And, you know, I just have so much respect for you and Ashley and people our age, because I think people our age sometimes give up hope. They think, I can't do this, you know, but then I look at people like Iris Davis. I look at people like Brock Mann. I look at people like Jack Thomas over in Waycross, Georgia, who did our show last year in his 70s. You know, I look at, what's
Mr. Melton.
Mr. Melton, you know, he's from y'all's area up there, you know, competing, you know, in his 80s. I mean, it is just miraculous. And and Iris Davis will be at our show. I hope y'all can come to in August. You know, she's the world's oldest competing female bodybuilder. I mean, she's fixing to be 80 years old. Fixing to be 80 years old. Iris Davis.
Wow.
Go, if you haven't seen her, go look her up on Facebook. She is amazing. And she didn't, you know, she didn't really get a hold of this till in her mid 50s, but she had overcame so many obstacles. So, you know, I just have a lot of respect for the master's division, the people our age who are doing this. And certainly Ashley made a great, great, comeback. And, you know, I kind of chuckled, him telling or reading the book and the story about, you know, that you took the picture, you know, at the beach, you know, and he didn't like that, you know, even though you do love him. And, you know, he didn't love himself at that moment. You know, he thought, I can be better than this. Right.
Ashley, I don't know about you, but that first show, now I was 51 when I did my first ever show. And a big part of my motivation was I just didn't want to be embarrassed on stage. You know, I didn't want everybody to point me. I was like, which one doesn't belong here? You know, and I didn't want that to be me.
That's right. I tell you, man, Steve Payne kind of straightened me out. I'm a terrible poser, but I think I need to get, well, I don't want to say it on there, but to help me relax on stage, I just get real nervous. But Steve told me, he said, Ashley, look, and I know y'all know Steve Payne.
We do.
He said, when you walk on stage, you got to remember that you look better than 98% of people that are your age. You know what I mean? He reminded me of that. And he said, you know, I know we want to win. I know we want to do well. We want to place well. But it's really about ourselves, you know, what we've overcome ourselves, what we've done. When we walk out on stage, I mean, I was full of emotion my first bodybuilding show. I just was, because of, you know, I was telling Ashley Williams is standing on stage about to be a bodybuilder, you know. Who would have ever thought in my own mind? And I thought, you know, and, you know, Steve helped me realize that. So, you know, it kind of helped me put in perspective of why we get out there. You know,
some of the ones that are nervous and it's their first show, and, you know, they talk to us, and I always tell them, and I'm telling the truth, I'm not just trying to, you know, blow smoke up their tail. I say, look, are you in the best shape of your life right now? And of course they say yes. I'm like, well, you've already won. You know, no matter what happens, when they start passing out awards, you've already won.
That's right.
Yeah, you know, the more I think about this, I would love for you and Teresa to come and be our guest at the show. You know, it would just be a wonderful thing, because we have a lot of Masters people that follow us, and I guess because Jim and I, you know, I'm fixing to be 64 years old.
And I'm about to be 40.
No, you're not. He's lying. He always tries to make it out like he's so much younger than me, and he's not.
I got an idea here. Jim, we need to make this happen. If my wife will let me, because I promised her I wasn't going to compete anymore because I get kind of ill. Me and you need to compete against each other in these shows.
Yeah, let's do it. Oh, yeah, Teresa.
It's kind of a joke. We need to make a big play of it. We're planning on coming. I've actually talked to a couple of my competitors I'm training, and there's one girl that this will be her first show. And had I been up at the gym tonight, at first I was going to put her on with us so you could talk to her.
Right.
She's doing really, really – it'll be her first show. She's doing really, really well. And she's actually going to start training with Steve a little bit this week on some of her posing. So I think she's interested. She's a little bit nervous about the August date. She knows she can be ready, but I told her she'll be fine, you know.
She's got 18 – Saturday will be 17 weeks out. So
I should have started 2 months ago then.
I'm coming for you.
You're not. Not at NPC Night of the Gladiators. Maybe at the Lee Haney. There you go. I've been wanting Jim to do the Lee Haney.
I'm like a lot of these folks. I don't mind the working out, but that dieting is the hard part.
Don't let him fool you, Ashley. God. Jim has, he is so, once he gets his mind made up about something, Teresa, I mean, he's like a bulldog, like I said. He can do that diet. Now, me, that's why I'm not getting on stage anymore. You know, I had my, you know, that diet thing.
But you have to commit. You have to commit. That's the key. You have to commit. And, you know, what I've found is if there's not actually a contest coming up where I'm going to have to, you know, take off most of my clothes and stand up there in front of people, then it's hard for me to commit just for myself, just to say, oh, you know, I think I want to, you know, I want to lose about 15 pounds. I want to lose 20 pounds. I'm not going to get on the stage, but I just want to look like I could. Well, it's just way too easy to backslide on that diet if you're not really stepping on the stage, right?
Yeah, I know.
But you're getting in the bed with me, you know, that you should want to be like your own stage.
Jim, I can tell you this. I'll never walk on stage wearing one of them small swimsuits.
You'll always be men's physique. Is that what you're telling us?
Yeah, I'll always be men's physique.
Yeah, probably
same
here.
Last time I saw Susan, Susan Lewis. I went by there a couple of years ago, and she had seen some of my pictures. And I walked in the gym all big and proud up there at Buddy Duke's gym. And I walked in, and I said, well, how do I look? She said, yeah. She looked at me, and she just kind of cut her eyes like she does. And she said, yeah, you look pretty good up top, but you got bird legs. When are you going to start working on them legs?
Yeah. Well, yeah, there's only so much you can do with, you know, Mother Nature doesn't work with you. I mean, I work legs as often as I do biceps or chest or anything else, but they just don't grow as good as some of them other parts.
Well, she made me so mad that I've spent the last 2 years working on my legs. And I don't. She probably ain't listening. But Susan, if you're listening, next time I see you, I'm showing you my dang legs.
All right.
So, has he got some legs, Teresa?
Yes. I'm sorry. What'd you say?
I said, has he got some legs now?
He, honest to goodness, I mean, they're bigger now. They really are. They're looking good. His legs have always looked good, but they're looking really good now. He really has worked hard on them.
Well, good. Well, Jim, I think his genetics is just not going to let him have big legs.
I'll get him to where you can see separation. They'll get toned. They're just not going to get huge like I would like for him to.
Right.
You know.
Yeah. Well, I don't think Ashley's going to get huge either. But I mean, he's worked hard. I mean, they're looking good. So.
Well, Teresa, we'll just be the cheerleaders. And see, I'm the promoter. I just like to promote. So I'll promote Jim and you promote Ashley, and then I'll promote all these young bodybuilders and these young athletes. And that's what I like to do now. I put them on the stage and promote them.
Yeah. And I like promoting him too.
Well, Ashley, you know, your book was so interesting. Crutches No More. I just thought that was a great read. I'm so proud of you for sitting down and doing that. I'm a little mad at myself because I've been saying, you know, I'm going to finish this book about my mother, the little girl with no shoes, and I haven't. But I'm going to tell you the truth. After I read your book, and it was only, 70 pages, I believe, short read, and I thought, Maria, you can finish this, you know, because what I'm writing, you know, is not that hard. And if Ashley can do it, and, you know, I can do it. So you kind of motivated me a little bit in that area. And I kind of made a goal here that after the show, I'm going to get back on that and try to finish that before the end of the year because I want to do it. I want to do it in honor of my mother, and you just inspired me. So thank you for that.
Good. I'm not a reader, and when I do sit down to read, I tend to read books about 70 or 80 pages in, and then I read the last chapter. And
yeah.
I'm ashamed of that because we ought to be readers. I mean, and I just never really trained myself to read like I should, you know, going to school. So when I wrote the book, I kind of wrote it for people like me that don't read. I just wanted to be straight to the point and get my main points out and not in. You know, of course, and a shout out to both of my sisters. I'm the youngest of I've got two sisters and a brother, and both of my sisters helped me with the editing. My sister Becky, I don't know if she's listening in, but she, you know, and I'll tell you this, Maria, that really, really helps. You know, I put the main ideas down and write it, and then you get you a really good editor that takes your thoughts and puts them in. So a lot of, you know, the book was me, but it was also my sister. And good part about using her is she remembered all the stories that I was telling growing up,
right?
And was able to put, you know, some of her own words in there as well. So it's it was fun, and it was, you know, it was a lot of work, but I really enjoyed it. And like I said, and I want to say this too. I know we've been talking a lot about bodybuilding. This book is not for bodybuilders. It's really, you know, even bodybuilders want to. It's really for people that were just like me, you know, the dad bod, the out of shape, in the 50s, 40s, 50s type person that just wants to change and wants to do something different. And it just gives us a pretty easy it's pretty easy steps to go through. And again, Maria, I said this a little while ago. There's a few important statements in there, but as far as the training part of it, you know, hire a trainer. And I know it's expensive. I know people sit there and say, well, I don't have the money. You know, people find the money to do what they really want to, mm-hmm. you know. And when you hire a personal trainer, you can go to the gym, you know. And I find in my gym the biggest obstacle to people coming to the gym is they're just dadgum scared.
Right.
They don't know what to do. They don't know how to work the machines. They're intimidated. I was too. The very first time I ever went to the gym, I was doing something. I was slamming a weight, and this big old bodybuilder came by me and said, "Hey, man, what about?" He started barking at me, scared the crap out of me. And I went home, didn't go back to the gym for about a month. And you know, so when you hire a trainer, it kind of takes that out of it. You can show up, walk around with a trainer, let them teach you what to do. And you know, like I say in my book, and you know this, Maria and Jim, weight training, weight training, weight training. We all need weight training.
If we certainly don't, do.
Especially in our age.
That's right.
We're just going to keep losing our muscle mass and keep, and, you know, as we age, and this is a part of my book, as we age, we're losing muscle mass if we're not doing anything, and especially for women.
Absolutely.
You know, women, right. Yeah, they just lose muscle mass faster than men do. They don't have the hormonal background, the hormonal support to support, you know, just maintaining their muscle.
That's
one
right.
One quick story. I know we're running out of time, but,
you got about 30 seconds.
Do what now?
You got about 30 seconds.
Okay, well. No more stories in. Yeah.
Save that one for next time.
Save it for that, because hey, you're going to be calling us back. We're going to be talking to y'all. You and Teresa need to come and be in the studio with us one Thursday when you can. We'll try to plan that. But thank you so much for joining us tonight. Ashley, Teresa, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. It's been fun.
We're going to get together and do some things together and swap war stories, I think, here.
That's right.
Jim and Ashley and me and you, Teresa.
Awesome.
All right. Thanks for calling in.
Okay. Bye-bye, guys.
Y'all bye-bye. Take care.
That was Ashley and Teresa Williams.
Thank you,
Craig
Janet
is no more.
Eldridge and Eddie Augusta for tuning in.
Thank you for joining us. That's right. Janet, so good to see you. We need to do lunch one day soon. Great guest tonight.
Yes. Enjoyed hearing him.
Certainly did. Well, this has been a great show. Vic Sellers headed to Panama City May the 6th. This is our last show for the month of April.
That's right. But we'll be back in May.
That's right.
Well, everyone remember, keep the faith, love your family, and stay fit.
This is 105.9 WVGA Fit Talk Radio. Bye-bye now.